chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. What time do you normally get out? Typically. Woo! Okay, we're going real fast. Okay, super fast. I mean, this is the fastest you've ever seen. I did fast last time. I'm going to do even faster this time. Philippians 4, verse 13, familiar verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, this is a passage that is a great verse, but it's misused by so many people. So many people. You see, we've done this thing where we've taken to talk about some of the issues in America. And we had that, we were at Maranatha this morning, kind of a similar message. We love our country. We pray for our country, but we're burdened for our country. We see some of the things going on. But here's the thing. People take Philippians 4:13 and they apply the American dream to it. And what they say is not, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but I can do whatever I want because I know Christ. We saw there was a basketball player a few years back. He had a tattoo, Philippians 4:13 on his arm. And he was talking about how, I know I'm going to win the championship because I've got, you know, I do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That was his support for that. And I thought at the time, I thought, well, what about the guy on the other team that has the same tattoo?
Yeah.
One of you's got to lose. Yeah. You can't both win. So you can't both do just whatever you want. You see, that's not what this verse means. And for the sake of time, I'm going to read very quickly through this in verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in what sort of state I am. Therewith to be content, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. See, Paul went through some difficulties, some hardships. From the beginning of Paul's Christian life, it was God's will that he would suffer. In fact, he tells Ananias, when Ananias is debating with God, should I go and visit with Paul when Paul is this horrible guy who's persecuting the church? God looks at Ananias and says, the Lord looks at Ananias and says, listen, I'm going to show him what great things he must need suffer for my name's sake. At the moment that Paul accepted Christ as Savior, it was determined, God's will was for Paul that he was going to suffer. He was going to suffer for the cause of Christ. Now, I don't believe that God brought all of the suffering into Paul's life. I don't believe that God was the cause of it. But I do believe it was God's will that Paul would go through those issues, those things. God knew those would happen. It was his will that Paul would suffer them. Paul was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He was imprisoned. He was beaten unjustly. He had a thorn in the flesh that he asked God three times to take away. Lord, take this away. No. Lord, take this away. No. Lord, take this away. No. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. And because Paul went through those difficulties and those things and still trusted the Lord and still obeyed God's will for his life, he learned from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. No matter how difficult, no matter how scary, no matter how much you dislike your circumstances, you can endure them. You can get through them through the strength of Jesus Christ. There's a saying that's said a lot of times in churches, and it's, God will never give you more than you can handle. It sounds good. It sounds very good. But it's not true. He often gives us more than we can handle. Because when we can't handle it, we turn to him for the strength that we don't have. And he can work in our lives. Now, here's the point of all this. And I may have mentioned this last time I was here. I don't know. I'm hoping you, if I don't remember, I hope you guys don't remember. I know what I preached last time, but I might have mentioned this. I don't know. There are churches I go to, and it hasn't happened here. If you have said this to me and I didn't catch it, it's okay. Don't be offended. I'm not preaching at you. I don't remember anyone saying this to me here, so please don't misunderstand. I get this. I am so glad you're serving in the Arctic. I'm so glad that you're there. Because I could never do it. You see, I hear this a lot of times too in churches. And again, it's done with good intentions. Missionaries are the special forces of Christianity. Please don't say that. Missionaries are superheroes. I heard that a while back. Please don't say that. I don't want kids to think there's anything special about us because there's not. We just said, yes, Lord, and we went, and we're privileged and honored to serve him in the Arctic, and we love doing it, and he's given us the ability to do it, and we're thankful for it. The fact is, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are capable of doing whatever it is he calls you to. He will equip you for whatever he calls you to do. Now, here's what bothers me about it the most, okay? This is just something, I don't know when I thought of this. I don't know if someone else might have told me this. I'm sure it's not an original thought with me. But to say, I could never about anything. I could never live in the Arctic. There are thousands of people that have lived in the Arctic for thousands of years. I could never live in the deepest, darkest jungles of South America. There are millions of people who have lived in the deepest, darkest jungles of South America for thousands of years. I could never live in Africa. There are millions of people who have lived in Africa for thousands of years. I could never live in the Middle East. There have been people living in the Middle East for thousands of years. And humanly speaking, they have thrived. They have done well. And they did it without the knowledge of Jesus Christ. What does it say about our Lord when we're indwelled by the Holy Spirit, when we have Christ in us and we say, I can't do that, that someone can do without him? He can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Listen, whatever the Lord calls you to, whatever he directs you to, it might be scary, it might be hard, it might not be fun all the time. I mentioned some things. I was very transparent before about some of the frustrations we had. There's more I could talk about. I'm not going to get into it. It's not always happy. It's not always, you know, it's not always exciting. I'm thankful. I'm privileged. I'm blessed to get to work in the Arctic and do the things I get to do and have the ministry I have. I love it. It's not always easy. And honestly, no ministry ever is. There's difficulties wherever you go. And whatever the Lord calls you to do, whoever the Lord calls you to reach, whatever direction the Lord has for your life, I can promise you, you can do it. Not because you're strong, not because you're smart, not because you're a good Christian. You can do it because of who he is. And he is in you. And you can do it through his strength. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this day and all that you've given us. I thank you for giving your son to die on the cross for us, for loving us, for love. Lord, I thank you.